Page 49. Example from the paper and computer TOEFL tests.
Were you able to pay the electric bill?
I had barely enough money.
What does the man imply? TOEFL Exercise 9, page 50. In this exercise, listen carefully to each short dialogue and question on the recording, and then choose the best answer to the question. You should be particularly careful of almost negative expressions. Number 1.
Do you expect a lot of rain this month?
It hardly ever rains in July.
What does the man mean? Number 2.
Were all three students accepted to the university?
Only John was accepted.
What does the woman mean? Number 3.
Did Mark do well in Professor Frank's class?
Mark barely passed the history exam that Professor Franks gave.
What does the woman mean? Number 4.
I can't believe how long we've been here.
Dr. Roberts almost never keeps his patients waiting long.
What does the man mean? Number 5.
I can't believe Betty is not at work this week.
Only rarely does Betty take a vacation in winter.
What does the woman mean? Number 6.
Does Steve study very much?
He hardly ever opens a book.
What does the woman say about Steve? Number 7.
Was the philosophy exam very long?
I scarcely had time to finish it.
What does the man mean? Number 8.
I was so bored at the staff meeting.
Seldom have staff meetings lasted this long.
What does the woman mean? Number 9.
Are you enjoying the barbecue?
Only rarely have I tasted such delicious meat.
What does the man mean? Number 10.
Does your broken arm hurt very much?
Only if I try to move.
What does the man mean? Page 51. Example from the paper and computer TOEFL tests.
What do you think of the new student in math class?
No one is more intelligent than she is.
What does the man say about the new student? TOEFL Exercise 10, page 52. In this exercise, listen carefully to each short dialogue and question on the recording, and then choose the best answer to the question. you should be particularly careful of comparatives with negatives. Number one.
Are you pleased with the exam results?
I couldn't be happier.
What does the woman mean? Number two.
Is Paula lazy as usual this semester?
She's never tried harder.
What does the man mean? Number three.
Was it a good sale? Did you buy a lot?
Prices couldn't have been any lower.
What does the woman say about the sale? Number four.
What do you think of Betsy?
I don't know a more intelligent woman.
What does the man say about Betsy? Number five.
Did the patient really need the surgery?
It couldn't have been more unnecessary.
What does the man mean? Number six.
Did any of you get hurt in the accident?
We couldn't have been luckier.
What does the woman imply? Number seven.
How do you think you did on the final exam in biology?
Nothing could have been more difficult than that exam.
What does the man mean? Number eight.
Are you ready to accept the new position?
Nobody wants that job more than I do.
What does the woman mean? Number nine.
How did you do in the race?
Only one person was faster.
What does the woman mean? Number 10.
Do you think that the math project this semester was easy?
Seldom has a math project been more complicated.
What does the man mean? TOEFL exercise, skills 7 through 10, page 53. In this exercise, listen carefully to each short dialogue and question on the recording, and then choose the best answer to the question. Number one.
Do you think you could try a little harder?
It's impossible for me to do more.
What does the woman mean? Number two.
What are you so upset about?
Not once on this trip has the bus left on time.
What does the woman mean? Number three.
Was there enough soup to go around?
There was barely enough soup for everyone at the table.
What does the woman mean? Number four.
Do you really want to move to Florida?
I couldn't want anything more.
What does the woman mean? Number 5.
Did you turn in your research paper for history class?
I couldn't turn it in because it was incomplete.
What does the woman mean? Number 6.
Do you think that your friends enjoyed their trip to the Museum of Modern Art?
Sylvia doesn't care for modern art, and neither does Tim.
What does the man mean? Number 7.
Can your friends go with us this afternoon, or do you think they'll be too busy?
They hardly ever work in the afternoon.
What does the man say about his friends? Number 8.
Do you think we could turn the air conditioner on? I'm really uncomfortable.
The air conditioner never works when it gets warm.
What does the man imply? Number 9.
I heard that your exam results were not too bad.
Actually, I've never done worse.
What does the man mean? Number 10.
Did the committee come to a decision about the parking problem?
The committee shouldn't have decided the issue when so many members weren't present.
What does the woman mean? TOEFL Review Exercise, Skills 1 through 10, page 54. In this exercise, listen carefully to each short dialogue and question on the recording, and then choose the best answer to the question. Number 1.
What should I do to get over this?
You should drink plenty of fluids, take this medicine once every 8 hours, and return here to my office next week.
Where does this conversation probably take place? Number 2.
Did you find anything at the store?
I just bought a great shirt.
What does the woman mean? Number 3.
Did you enjoy the hotel where you stayed in Hawaii?
The view of the ocean couldn't have been better.
What does the woman mean? Number 4.
You look like you're not feeling too well.
Actually, I'm just kind of tired. All I need is a bit of rest.
What will the man probably do next? Number 5.
Do you think that Mary will forgive me for what I did?
She isn't exactly an unforgiving person.
What does the man say about Mary? Number 6.
Has Martha already gone on vacation?
She can't take her vacation until next week.
What does the woman say about Martha? Number 7.
I'm looking for some people who just came into the restaurant.
The waitress seated them at a table in the back.
What does the woman mean? Number 8.
Let's go to the market and get some fresh fruit.
I was there this morning, and the market scarcely had any.
What does the woman say about the market? Number 9.
I'm thinking about taking a few classes at the local adult school.
It's never too late to go back to school.
What does the woman mean? Number 10.
I don't think I can make it all the way to the top of the mountain.
I dare you to try.
What does the woman mean? Page 55. Example from the paper and computer TOEFL tests.
I think that the hypothesis is indefensible.
So do I.
What does the woman mean? Page 55. Example from the paper and computer TOEFL tests.
I don't think that our history teacher is very interesting.
Neither do I.
What does the man mean? TOEFL Exercise 11, page 56. In this exercise, listen carefully to each short dialogue and question on the recording, and then choose the best answer to the question. You should pay attention to expressions of agreement. Number 1.
I'd like to take a trip down the coast this weekend.
Me too.
What does the woman mean? Number 2.
I'd like to see Matt elected to the town council next month.
So would I.
What does the man mean? Number 3.
I'm not sure if I should take beginning or intermediate French next semester.
Neither am I.
What does the woman mean? Number 4.
The food in the cafeteria is not exactly the best food I've ever tasted.
You can say that again.
What does the woman mean? Number 5.
This party certainly has been fun.
I'll say.
What does the man mean? Number 6.
I'm not about to condone what she did.
I'm not either.
What does the woman mean? Number 7.
Those people upstairs always have such loud parties.
Don't they?
What does the man mean? Number 8.
This meal is really delicious.
Isn't it?
What does the woman mean? Number 9.
I can't imagine what he was thinking about when he bought that car.
Neither can I.
What does the woman mean? Number 10.
This should be a 2-semester course. 1 semester is just not enough time to learn all the material.
You can say that again.
What does the man mean? Page 57. Example from the paper and computer TOEFL tests.
Do you know anything about the final exam in physics?
It's going to be rather difficult, isn't it?
What does the woman mean? Page 58. Example from the paper and computer TOEFL tests.
I'll never have time to type my paper tomorrow.
Why not do it now?
What does the woman suggest? TOEFL Exercise 12, page 59. In this exercise, listen carefully to each short dialogue and question on the recording, and then choose the best answer to the question. You should be particularly careful of expressions of uncertainty and suggestion. Number 1.
Are we supposed to read all 10 chapters before the exam?
As far as I can tell, we are.
What does the man mean? Number 2.
You're out of apple pie.
Sorry. Why not try the cherry pie?
What does the woman suggest? Number 3.
Do you know when the movie starts?
It starts at 8 o'clock, doesn't it?
What does the man mean? Number 4.
We can't leave now. We have to do the dishes.
Let's leave the dishes until later.
What does the man suggest? Number 5.
Do you think Matt has enough talent for the role?
As far as I can tell.
What does the woman mean? Number 6.
Did you hear that Mary's in the hospital with a broken leg?
Let's go visit her.
What does the man suggest? Number 7.
Where are the children?
They've gone to the park to play ball, haven't they?
What does the woman mean? Number 8.
I need some graph paper for my math assignment.
I'm all out. Why don't you check with Tom next door?
What does the woman suggest? Number 9.
Is the utilities bill due on the 1st or the 15th?
On the 15th, as far as I know.
What does the man mean? Number 10.
We need to decide whether or not we're going to buy that house.
It's such a big decision. Let's sleep on it before we decide.
What does the woman suggest? Page 60. Example from the paper and computer TOEFL tests.
Did you see Paul driving around in his Mustang?
Then he did get a new car.
What had the man thought? TOEFL exercise 13, page 61. In this exercise, listen carefully to each short dialogue and question on the recording, and then choose the best answer to the question. You should be particularly careful of expressions of emphatic surprise. Number 1.
Greg should be here any moment.
Then he is coming to the party.
What had the woman assumed? Number 2.
My motorcycle is over there. That's how I got to school today.
So you can ride a motorcycle.
What had the man assumed? Number 3.
I'm having a few friends over for dinner tonight. Would you like to come?
So you do know how to cook.
What had the woman assumed? Number 4.
I'm so tired from all that exercise.
Then you did run 3 miles this morning.
What had the man assumed? Number 5.
I just spent 5 hours working on my research project.
Bob, you were in the library.
What had the woman assumed about Bob? Number 6.
I just finished carrying the last piece of furniture.
Then you have moved into a new apartment.
What had the woman assumed about the man? Number 7.
Would you like to share some of this piece of chocolate cake?
So you do eat sweets.
What had the man assumed? Number 8.
I'm studying now for my driver's license test.
Then you will take the test this afternoon.
What had the woman assumed? Number 9.
I'm heading off to physics class now.
Then you did register for that course.
What had the man assumed about the woman? Number 10.
The plumber just left.
Then the pipes have been cleared.
What had the man assumed? The program continues on the next cassette.